It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Last summer, a study ranking the quality of life in Pittsburgh was done, and according to the study, African Americans felt the quality of life had declined. However, they were more optimistic about the future than their Caucasian counterparts. Scott Beach, associate director of Pitt's University Center for Social and Urban Research, worked on the quality of life study, and this is what he had to say about the specific disparities with regard to how African Americans responded to the study.
They rate the overall quality of life in the region less positively. They're less likely to say that the schools their children attend are safe or adequately funded. They're more likely to say that race relations are a problem in their neighborhood. You know, they're less likely to say the police do a good job of protecting them. Despite all that, African Americans are actually more economically optimistic than non-African Americans.
Joining me now is award-winning journalist Ben Schmidt and Marissa Bartley, president of the Urban League of Young Professionals of Greater Pittsburgh.
I had the negative stories of things that happened with police and things that happened with racism, but I also had that core of optimism and about living in Pittsburgh as a Black American. There's a, you know, things that you can accomplish here that maybe you couldn't do in a bigger city like a Chicago or a New York or a D.C.
Ben, you wrote a piece for the Pittsburgh Quarterly that opened with a story about Marissa, who had never had the N-word hurled at her by a white person.
I was a newly appointed branch manager for that location. Customers are coming in. I need to be the first person to greet them. And this particular customer kind of breezed past me when I said welcome and went right up to what was at the time my teller manager and said, you know, is this N-word your new boss? You know, there are pockets where you're going to see that type of activity a little bit more prevalent than others. And unfortunately, those are the pockets that African Americans don't live in. And so to see a woman and a young woman at that time, a young woman in a position of power, that was something new for that person. And that's okay because it's going to continue.
I think coming from a city like Detroit, where there's a lot of people in power that are Black, if you live there and you're any race, it becomes second nature. And coming back here, I could tell right away when I moved back in 2010 after being gone for 20 plus years, one of the conversations I had with somebody right away was, where is the Black middle class? And somebody told me, well, it's here, but it's not really that visible. I just think we as a city and as a region, we have to be deliberate until it becomes second nature. And we're not at that point yet. We just have to be deliberate and have to have these conversations. And we have to network and we have to reach out and we have to be more welcoming.
Sometimes there are people that are afraid to be honest. Between conversations that I had with Ben, I was a little skeptical of being included in that article because I didn't know what the perception would be of people viewing me, not only as the president of Urban League Young Professionals, but as a young professional, period, in the city of Pittsburgh.
We were talking earlier about the lack of a Black middle class in Pittsburgh, and Thomas from the Hill District wanted to address that topic. Thomas, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
The rigid ethnic segregation that has been the history of this city has not been welcoming to strangers and those from the outside. And therefore, people like my children who grew up here all had to leave in order to find better opportunities.
Ben Schmidt, go ahead.
Well, I think it's to take a positive out of that, at least you're having that conversation. We have to have that conversation, and we have to be open about it. And we have to listen to some of these stories and have the wow factor, but not don't just discount them and say, oh, it can't be that bad. For some people, it is that bad, and we have to be open about it and continue to have forums like this.